Y'all might not know this is a sin, but if you do, I still want you to stick around, because I got another sin that connects with this sin. You feel me? But it says in Matthew chapter 18, verse 6, if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it will be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of sea. Which means that it will be better for you. If you cause somebody to sin, it will be better for you to face the consequence than to lead somebody into sin. And if you're not leading anybody into sin, but you see somebody's leading somebody into sin, that's also a sin. Because it says in Ezekiel 3:18, it says, when I say to a wicked person, you surely die, and you do not warn them or speak out to dissuade them from their evil ways in order to save their life, that wicked person will die for their sin, and you will be held accountable for their blood. Which means, if you see somebody who's causing somebody to sin, or if you see somebody who's sinning, and you do not correct them, you're being held accountable for their consequence. Because it says, if you do not speak out to dissuade them, and they die for their sin, you'll be held accountable for their blood. So, yeah. Basically, if you see somebody that's rage baiting somebody, or if you are those two, wait, if you see somebody that's rage baiting somebody and you don't speak on it, that's a sin. And if you are rage baiting somebody, that's also a sin. And if you're tempted by that rage bait, that's also a sin. So, basically, three ways you're sinning. Or you could sin. My fault. But anyways, that was a quick little 2-minute, 30-second video. I love you. Jesus loves you. God bless you. And I'll see y'all on the next video.